Blog Talk Radio. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show. Carol Dean is a producer as well as the author of The Art of Film Funding, second edition, and The Art of Manifesting, Creating Your Future. Her executive producer credits are BAM 6.6, Women Behind the Camera, Step Away from the Stone, American Chain Gang, and more on IMBD. Carol is an entrepreneur who created and ran a film business in Hollywood, New York City, and Chicago for 33 years. She sold it in 2001. She created the Roy Dean Film Grant in 1992 and has given over $2,500,000 in grants to independent filmmakers and helped to produce over 45 films. Carol is currently the president of From the Heart Productions, a 501c3 nonprofit, where she manages the grant and fiscal sponsorships for the nonprofit. And she teaches intentional film funding with Tom Malloy through FromTheHeartProductions.com. And Carol, before we get into the science of getting rich, tell me about your classes on film funding.
Well, thanks, Claire, for asking. You know, Tom Malloy and I do a class that we call Intentional Filmmaking, and we take about 15 students twice a year, and we spend 4 months working with them to help them fund their film. And basically, we use the power of your mind to create your future along with your to-do list. You know, they go hand in hand. So in our class, you get information on creating a top funding package, creating a brilliant pitch, and we teach you how to talk to investors and donors and close them, because that's really the key. I know that filmmakers don't like to think of themselves as salespeople, but that's another talent that salespeople use. We all use it in our lives, and it's another talent that filmmakers have to adopt to really close donors and investors. And our next class starts in September, and we have a full description of intentional filmmaking class on the website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. And it's under mentoring classes. And you can also email me if you want to know more about it. And that would be Carol Lee Dean at gmail.com. That's Carol with an E. And today, Claire, I want us to continue this introduction of Wallace's incredible book, The Science of Getting Rich. Because Wallace was such a pioneer in realizing and writing about the power of your mind. In his book, he explains and he shows us how to use that power to better our lives. We can become successful and we can expand our creativity. So most of the information today is directly from Wallace's book.
Great. So let's recap a few things covered in our prior shows of part one and part two of The Science of Getting Rich. So to start with, Wallace says that you need to have a vision of what you want. It has to be very clear to you, and the universe and you must be consciously focusing on it, right?
Right. This goal has to be the one thing that is clearly defined in writing. And I say put it on the bathroom mirror and read it out loud. That's sort of like bringing it into this third dimension. Read it out loud. Focus on it, because that goal is your clear vision of what you want. And you have to write it in a short, concise sentence, and you have to be able to visualize it. And what you want to do is see yourself living as if you already have the goal, whatever it is, you want to pretend it's in your life now.
Yes, right. And it's important to remember when he said to set about getting rich in a scientific way. You do not try to apply your will to anything outside of yourself. He says it's wrong to apply your will to other people to get them to do what you wish. So he says, do not use your willpower upon another person, even for his own good. The science of getting rich does not... I know, that's pretty good right there.
Even if it's for their own good, right. I like that.
So it doesn't require you to apply your power or force to any other person.
Right. No, he's really clear on this. And he also says, no, you do not need to apply your will to things in order to compel things to come to you. He says substance is friendly to you and is more anxious to give you what you want than you are to get it. And what he calls substance is, I believe, what quantum physics calls the quantum field. That's this energy that's all around us. It's between everything in the universe. It surrounds everything we know, and it's a very powerful energy. And Claire, if you and I were sitting 3 feet apart, the space between us contains enough energy to boil all the oceans on the planet. So that's powerful. This substance is all around us, and Wallace is sharing how he used it to create his future, and he wants us to make better lives for ourselves.
That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful energy between the two of us there.
Yeah.
So I completely agree with that. Well, I also know he said to get rich, you need only to use your willpower upon yourself.
Right. Now, once you've learned what to do, then you must use your will to compel yourself to think and do, quote, the right things, unquote. And that is the legitimate use of the will in getting what you want, says Wallace. You use it in holding yourself to the right course. You use your will to keep yourself thinking and acting in what he calls a certain way, and that is that you have what you want. And this takes total focus. It's like going back to be a child again and pretending constantly.
Mm-hmm. So it's not about that you're getting what you want. It's that you have what you want.
Right. You
that's
already have it.
Already there. Okay. So can you give us a good example of this?
Right. Well, see, I see this happen all the time because as a fiscal sponsor, I work with filmmakers and they'll call me and say what's going on with them in the film. And I'm always there for people. Sometimes they just hit a wall and they need someone to talk to. So one of the filmmakers was talking to me and telling me she needed $20,000. That the next thing she had to do for her film was to go on location and shoot some reenactments. So I said, well, okay, what's your to-do list? What are you doing to get the money? And she said, well, she had a list of things, and she was applying for 4 grants, and she was talking to people. She was asking for funds from people, and she was driving people to a web page that we gave her through our Network for Good pages. So I said, okay, continue to do all of this, and then pretend you already have the $20,000, that it's in your bank. So let me ask you, what would you do if you had the money? And she said, well, I'd get the permits, I'd get the local people to help. And I said, okay, just pretend you have the funds and do all of those things. Don't stop all that you're doing to bring in the funds. Just pretend you already have the $20,000 that you need for this shoot and keep focusing on your normal funding procedures. And she said, okay. And about 45 days later, I got a check in the mail from one of the grants. And you're not going to believe this. How much do you think the check was for?
$20,000?
Right. I know. It's so shocking.
Okay. Oh.
It's the truth. It was exactly for the money she was looking for. Exactly. So I was so excited. I got to call her and say, you know, your money is here. And she said, oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'm set. I'm ready to go. Of course, she was thrilled. But she had, in my opinion, she'd done everything possible to get the money to her, and she was pretending she had it, and setting up her permits and her everything so that she could walk out the door the next day. Now, Wallace says you have to use your mind to form a mental image of what you want, and you hold that vision with your faith and purpose, and you use your will to keep your mind working in the right way. Now, the more steady and continuous your faith, the more rapidly you will get rich, because you will make only positive impressions upon substance. As this impression spreads, all things are said moving towards its realization. Every living thing, every inanimate thing is stirred towards bringing into being that which you want. And all the forces begin to be exerted towards bringing into being that which you want. He's emphasizing that. And he says, but you can stop all this by starting a negative impression in the formless substance. Doubt or unbelief is certain to start a movement away from you, so stay positive with your thoughts.
Okay, good advice. So Wallace also says, if you want to get rich, you must not make a study of poverty. Things are not brought into being by thinking about their opposites. So he also says, get rich. That is the best way you can help the poor. Don't fill your mind with pictures of poverty. Use your will to keep your mind and faith fully on your desired outcome.
Right. Wallace wants us to use our willpower to keep our minds off poverty and keep it fixed with faith and purpose on the vision of what you want.
Yes. So he also says you cannot retain a true and clear vision of wealth if you're constantly turning your attention to opposing pictures, whether they're external or imaginary.
Right. He said, don't tell your past troubles of a financial nature, because if you've had them, don't think of them at all. Don't tell of the poverty of your parents or the hardships of your early life, because this will check the movement of things in your direction. He wants you to pretend that you have what you want. And he says this is the hardest thing for humans to do, to focus on one thing above all else. And I know this to be true. I mean, I will start my focus on what I want, and the next thing I'm filling out my grocery list, you know, thinking of what I'm supposed to buy at Trader Joe's. And I think, no, go back to the vision, because the mind just strays away. I know he's right. We must focus on what we want and pretend we have it. Just like the woman who got the film grant, she was focused and believed. See, we, as humans, we want to know how. How are you going to do this? Don't ask how. That's where we get off track. Wallace wants us to pretend that our goal is real and that we're living with it in our lives today. And really, that's a wonderful way to bring things to you, to act as if you had it. Most of us did this as children. And I know that the family I was from, I was not really very wealthy. So going to Paris to buy an original dress from a top designer was one of my dreams. And I was able to do that when I ran my business. In fact, many of the things that I daydreamed about as a child or a teenager came true for me. Did you find, Claire, that daydreams often appeared real, as real-life experiences later in your life?
Yes. Yes. I've had that happen. Yes. Well, this is a good intro into understanding how daydreams can work for us. And when Wallace says, put poverty and all things that pertain to poverty completely behind you, by following Wallace's book in his theory of the universe as being correct, we're resting all our hopes of happiness on its being correct and your faith, and then this will bring this to completion.
Right. It's your faith. faith funds films.
Yeah.
That's what I say. It's the faith that funds the films. I have to tell you that I don't know how many times I've had people call me and they'd be running Kickstarter campaigns. Oh, my heavens, I only have 4 days left and I need 6,000. I have 5 days left. I need 8,000. You have to keep the faith. That's what I always tell them. You have to keep the faith. Go meditate. Get on Facebook. Start chatting. Keep the faith. See yourself hitting the goal. Don't lose track here. You're going to get it. You're very close. It's just a matter of a few days, and you will be thankful. And be thankful to all the people that have given you so far. And both of those women, I remember clearly those two women passed. They made it. They got their money. It's a matter of belief and faith. And I honestly think we're just such powerful people that we don't recognize the power of our mind. So I go back to saying that he's right. We do not want to focus on poverty. Our job is to create the vision, whatever vision it is you want for yourself for the future. You need to get wealthy, then you can support other people. And knowing that you can aid your fellow man is an important part of getting rich, because you have the ability to create your future by believing that it truly exists in your life now. And by your belief and your faith, you can attract things to you. Do not worry, Wallace says. There is plenty for all. There is no scarcity.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, I think I may have shared this on the show a long time ago when we were talking on this topic before. I remember thinking to myself one time, I had a negative thought about, a place where I was feeling some doubt about something that I was working on and trying to accomplish. And I thought, oh no, I just had a negative thought about that. I don't want to put that out there. I don't want that to, you know. And then I was having a negative thought about the negative thought, you see. So I was like, what do I do about this? You know. So,
that's great.
In meditation, I asked about this. I said, okay, so in places where I may have doubts and thoughts that end up going out there, what do I do about this when I truly want to create something more positive? And the answer that came was, sow three pearls for every stone. And so
well
the pearls
said.
Are the
yes.
positive thoughts.
Right.
Yes. And the stones are the ones we want to cast away. And so, yes. So, anyway, Carol, I would love your opinion about this quote from Wallace. He writes that no matter how horrible things appear in other countries, do not spend your time thinking about them. Please interest yourself in your future. Wallace wants you to give your attention wholly to your vision. So to become rich, he writes, is the noblest aim you can have in your life, for it includes everything else, even helping other people.
Absolutely. He also says you can become right by creation, not by competition. Every man who gets rich by creation opens a way for thousands like him to follow and inspires them to achieve. And I know this to be true because I created a new business idea when I started my Short Ends business. Nobody had ever bought film left over for production and then sold it again. Even though I tested it, I sold it. A lot of films were made on it. Some of the films that our classics today were sold film from us in the 70s and the 80s. But by the time I sold my company, I had at least 10 competitors. So they were all doing what I was doing. And so my creativity opened the doors for others. And it made it easier for them because I had already broken through consciousness and created something new. So the second person, it was a lot easier. The third, fourth, fifth, it was faster for all of them. So we're helping others when we do things that are creative. Right?
Yes, we are. I fully agree. And, you know, something else that Wallace says on that topic is, on the competitive plane, The struggle to get rich is a godless scramble for power over other men. But when we come into the creative mind, all this has changed. All that is possible in the new way of greatness and soul unfoldment of service and lofty endeavor comes by way of getting rich.
Right. Moral and spiritual greatness is possible only to those who are above the competitive battle for existence, and only those who are becoming rich on the plane of creative thought are free from the degrading influences of competition. Meaning, we're not out there to hurt other people. We're there to help. We understand that we are connected to our fellow man, and what we're doing is our creative things that will open up new pathways in consciousness. In fact, one of my favorite British authors, Stuart Weil, says that you have to get out of the competitive consciousness into the creative consciousness, and where we share ideas and we work together. And this is where the creative power soars, where filmmakers and creators can reach their greatest achievements, and that is when they are focused on creative endeavors and stay away from the competitive consciousness, where scarcity says there's not enough room for all. And Wallace saw that the benefit of wealth is also in the health field, saying that if you lack physical health, you will find that the attainment of it is conditional on your getting rich. Only those who are emancipated from financial worry and who have all the means to live a carefree existence and follow good health practices can have and retain health. Now, he lived back in the early 1900s where there was little sanitation and many houses did not have running water or toilets, and he found that wealth allowed him all the health products and services he needed to keep and stay healthy. And even now, with all of our new medical advances, we still know that with money, you get the best care. So he was right.
So this is another great quote by Wallace. He says, "You can aim at nothing so great or noble, I repeat, as to become rich. And you must fix your attention upon your mental pictures of riches to the exclusion of all that may tend to dim or obscure your vision." So Wallace believes with riches you can do wonderful deeds for those in need.
Absolutely. You must see your life moving forward towards fuller expression and more complete happiness.
So, Carol, would you talk about how Wallace thinks you can manifest your dreams? That's a big subject right there.
Right, right. Actually, he believed back in 1903 that there is a thinking stuff from which all things are made and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. And he was right. It's called the quantum field. And he says, "A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought." In other words, first is the thought, and then is the image. Now, look at everything in your room. Just take a minute and look around at your desk and your table and your chairs. And all of those were thoughts before they were physical things. They were thoughts in somebody's mind. Somebody designed that desk and that table and those chairs. And so he's right. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imagined by the thought. Now, quantum science says, and we know that physicists say, that particles are forever moving, and only when we observe them do they stop. In other words, they call it interference. We, our physicists, observe them, and they stand still. And in Lynn McTaggart's book, The Field, she interviewed physicists on this concept of creating your future. And I highly recommend that book. And once you realize that everything is not set, that then you can go to the next concept, that you do have the ability to make your future from your visions, because you are setting into motion the permanent future that you want. So,
okay.
And you get to work at it because you start to choose a small thing to focus with. Now, this is really important, I think, is that you practice this. You try it. You take something small that you feel you can manifest or you feel you can bring into your life within a certain period of time. You have to be very clear between the body and the mind because they're working in two separate areas. The mind thinks of anything can be done, and that's great. But the body will tell you no. And if you set up something to achieve and your body gets tense or you get sick at your stomach, you're getting a warning that that's not going to happen or that is too much stress. So back off, come back down, ask for a little less until your body joins in confirmation with the brain. When you these two things are in sync, it's almost a fait accompli. You know you can do it. Then go to work on it because achieving that first thing is most important to you. You build on success with this type of work. You have to give up the how, is this going to happen, and you have to take something you want, pretend you have it, believe in it, visualize it, let it happen, don't stand in the way. Remember, you know, if somebody says, why don't you join us this weekend? We're having a party. You know, oh my gosh, I don't think so. Wait a minute. You're the one that is creating your future. You say this is what you want, and then someone's asking you to join them. Well, who's going to be there? What kind of a party? What kind of people are there? Because the best thing you can do to fund your film is get out of the house and meet people, and people will introduce you to other people, you know? And Carol was saying the other day, Mom, I love my job, but now they want to send me up to Monterey. And I said, oh, how exciting. She says, oh, what do you mean? Of course, you visualize what you want, and it's coming to you. Guess you're going to meet so many wonderful people in Monterey, and you're going to have a great time. It's going to propel you to your future. Get up there. And you have to look at it like that. Anything that comes to you, pay attention. Once you start this motion, it's like a tennis ball. You just made an ace serve, but wow, it's coming right back, and you have to be in position to receive it. And that's what I want you to do. Pay attention. Because once you get this first thing under your belt, then you will be empowered, and you'll know your own power. So don't say, I'd like to get $1 million in 6 months. That would probably be unbelievable unless you're part of a millionaire family and your mother might give you that because you asked for it. I want you to focus on something that you know you can achieve, and it's going to take relentless faith and belief and a to-do list, which is the work that you need to do to get your goal completed. So you need to be doing things to help bring in your vision. You want to hold your clear mental picture of what you want relentlessly in your vision.
Right. So when you talk about making a to-do list, you're not referring to this being the how you will get things, because we're not supposed to focus on the how. This is simply a to-do list of the actions that you feel will contribute to creating your dream, but not necessarily the whole picture of how.
No, it's not. It's what you know has to be achieved. For example, let's say that you want $20,000 in the next 6 months, that you've got 5 interviews to do. We'll take something real simple like that. And your budget is $20,000. All right, so you hold yourself in the vision that you are in there interviewing your people. So what do? Your to-do list is pick the people you want, get in touch with them, get verification. Yes, they'll do the interview. Start creating the questions. This is part of your to-do list so that when the money comes, bang, you're ready and you can set the date. On the other side is the $20,000. Now, how would you raise the money for those interviews? Well, who is interested in the subject matter of your film? Find those people. Start talking to them, applying for grants, where your film will meet their grant criteria. Do things that you would normally do to get the money. That is part of the to-do mm-hmm. list. You have to do that.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to come from any of these places. It may come from someplace totally off, but it will come. I know that one of the women that won our grant, she had her Kickstarter group that she was sending emails out to every 6 weeks or 2 months and saying, you know, here's the update of where I am and what I'm doing on the film, and I thank you for the donation you gave me. She was very smart staying in touch with all those people. So she said to me, you know, I'm working on my update, and I have to tell them I'm behind. I'm not on the date. By this date, I should have achieved more. So I said, you have to tell them what Orson Welles said. 95% of my time is used raising funds, and 5% is making the film. So she did, and she got a phone call, and this guy said, how much do you need? And she said, $120,000. He sent her a check. Okay? Mm. One person filled that need. I mean, that's an unusual thing. But the universe works in a strange way. She was determined to finish that film. She did. It's winning awards. It's now a book. And we're going to have her on the show in the future. A brilliant way to live your life. But you have to be moving forward and doing things. And this is where the secret doesn't work for a lot of people, because they say, okay, I want ABC, and then they do nothing. And people call and say, well, let's go out for lunch, or I have a friend I want you to meet. Nah, thanks, I don't think so. Well, you're missing opportunities. How can you want them to bring somebody to knock on your front door and give you the money? That's going to be the hardest thing of all. Don't put yourself in that mm-hmm. position. You have to have a list of the things that you would normally do to achieve whatever your goal is. But the mind is the greatest asset you have to bring it to fruition. And this is why we're reading Wallace and we're studying him, because he was able to do this in 1903 when they didn't even have any knowledge of quantum fields or particles and all of these things that we have now. We have so much more information. But he was able to help his son was deaf, and he improved his child's hearing through the years. He also took care of himself financially with his books and his articles, and it all came from his faith and his belief. And he is, like, I think, he's my unsung hero, because he was so smart and so worldly and so able to use his information over 100 years ago. And I think other people have used his work and not given him credit. So that's why we want to let everybody know about Wallace Wattles, W-A-T-T-L-E-S, because you really need to get online and look at his work and read some of his stories and his books.
Great. Yes. This is probably a good place to put it on hold now, because we're going to have a part 4 coming up on the science of getting rich. That's going to be on June 27th. That's going to be part 4. So we'll have more information there on how to create and hold this vision. And also, Carol, I just want to ask you one more time if you would please share your contact information and your website address so that people will know how to contact you if they need to, and find out more about you and From the Heart Productions.
Oh, thank you, Claire. Well, the website is fromtheheartproductions.com. And if you want to know about the film funding classes with Tom Malloy, then we're starting in September and February every year. You would want to go to resources and then, no, you would go to mentoring classes, then intentional filmmaking. And the whole class syllabus is there. And you can call us at 805-984-0098. And if you want to be fiscally sponsored by From the Heart to raise money for your film, we'd love to talk to you. We have funding classes that we do every other week. pitch classes where you practice your pitch and you learn about raising money for your film. And my daughter Carol Joyce and I and Claire, we all work, it's mostly women, and we do a really good job of helping filmmakers stay on track to get their films funded. Thank you, Claire.
Oh, thank you, too. And also, I want to thank you, our beloved listeners, for joining us on the Art of Film Funding podcast. And Carol and I love creating this show and making the latest information from experts on film funding and sharing all the wisdom that we do for filmmaking and film marketing. We love helping make that available to you. So we don't sell ads on this show. We rely on donations for all of the work and time that it takes to create this show. So if you appreciate what we do and want to hear more podcasts, please consider making a donation to support us. So From the Heart Productions is a 501c3 nonprofit. So donations are tax deductible. You can donate on our website. It's easy to do. You can go to our website, FromTheHeartProductions.com, and go to the menu under the blogs, and you'll find a link there for the Art of Film Funding podcast. That's where you'll find all the latest episodes, and that's where you have the opportunity to make a donation. And also, we just want to thank you. It's been several years now that we've been doing this show, and we are so grateful to everyone out there who's been supporting us, to people who've been following the show, the beautiful feedback that we get from you. A big heartfelt thanks to all of you. And Carol, wonderful job sharing Wallace's information. I take this into my daily life, and I use it as, it's a practice for me as well. So I just want to share my thanks to you directly.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes, we all need to use the power of our mind to create a better future for ourselves. Thank you, Claire.
All right. Well, be well, everyone, and we will see you next time.
Thank you.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.